Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Joe, 855-732-5563. If you want to ask a question, you can send me an email if you wish. Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. Look, real quick, I haven't done this yet. Terrible. I feel terrible about it. But head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has made a way for some of us to make money online because, you know, Facebook and Twitter and others are not allowing us to do it anymore, making it almost impossible. But, you know, you don't have to just make the donation. They have pillows, pillowcases, sheets, towels. I mean, men usually don't talk about this stuff, but, man, I'll tell you what, I love the towels and I love the sheets. I've never felt sheets like this before in my life. So take a look. Do some shopping. Don't worry about the pricing. On your way out, use promo code Joe. You'll save anywhere from, you know, 30 to 70%, which is not little bucks. It's actually some decent money, and there's no reason why you should take advantage of that. And again, Mike's giving you some great product, made here in America. The money stays here. It's a great thing to do. And while we're at it, let's welcome some new members to the family. WWPR 1490 AM out of Tampa. God bless you guys for taking the show and for joining the GCN family. Same thing with KTLR 890 AM out of Oklahoma City and 103.7 FM out of Oklahoma City as well. Hope you enjoy the show as much as I enjoy doing it. Dr. Bridget Belson joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me as well. She actually brings the sanity to the show. I'm kind of like the, what do you want to call me, the loose cannon, if you would.
Okay. No, we'll get looser because, you know, whatever you're doing, you're saying the right thing. I'm listening. I'm just reading through this. So what I find is articles that have, you know, groups of studies on them that kind of sum up the studies. And it's so, just so interesting.
Let's let people know. In the last segment, last hour, we were talking about when these parents and or educators talk about transgenderism, they use the line, do you want a dead daughter or a live boy or a live son? And that, you know, suicidal ideology among transgenders is very high. So they make you, they scare you, basically. It's fear mongering. What say you?
Yes. Oh, yes, yes. Yeah. What say me? That's for me. Yes. So I was just talking about, you know, I was just thinking about and wanted to discuss some of the statistics on, and I get this question a lot, not from parents who I don't think have, you know, kids that want to transition, but just curious, like, gosh, we've got this huge fad, like, going on with transgender. When's too young? When's too old? You know, because if I do this, then will they want to switch back? And I'm just like, how am I having these conversations? And so I'm looking at all these studies, you know, all down to, you know, one article here, but it talks about truly, which I appreciate, and this is a more liberal site, but you cannot, you can't fight the facts here. And I'm going to say something because they have all these facts, and then at the end they say something that's just so ludicrous that it just blows my mind, but I'll get to that. So basically they're saying, number one, that kids under the age of 16 that, you know, they interviewed, that they talked to. So not only in these studies did they purposely go to kids and say, hey, are you a boy or a girl? And then they said, you know, well, what would you want to be when you grow up? Do you still want to be a boy? Do you still want to be a girl? Yeah, I mean, simple enough, innocent enough questions the way they did it. So I appreciate that. They tried not to have leading questions and things like that. But then they, you know, followed these kids throughout life. So under 16 and under, the rates are 94% of the ones that said under 16 that I want to be the opposite, up to 94% changed their mind when they went back and these kids were 16 and up. They wanted to be their born gender, even though they said, oh, I want to be a boy. So in some of the, one of the reports, it was 65%. That was the lowest. So I will then give them 65 to 94% of these kids definitely stopped identifying as transgender or wanting to be the opposite. So right there, that tells you everything we've been saying. That kids do not know. They're a boy or they're a girl. Leave them alone about it. They don't need to be stressed out about it. Then they broke it up to gender. Which one, boys or girls, were more likely to stay the opposite gender? And what it is, exponentially, 94%, 95% of them were girls that transitioned to boys, again, at 16 or up, and then they stayed. So 5% of them changed, but again, they were 17 years old and up when they decided they were going to change. The boys that were born at birth, boys, I hope this makes sense, at birth were boys and said that they might want to switch, didn't stay that way. They just, it's just not a thing with boys as much as it is with girls, is what they're finding. So, I don't know if that makes any sense.
Well, I think the big thing, though, is the scare that these groups put into parents. It's almost like an ultimatum. It's almost like, okay, well, we're sitting here. Your son is telling you he wants to be a girl. If you don't really buy into it right now, then let's talk about how you want his name on the death certificate. And let me hold you over one more segment because we're going to commercial and I want to be right back in a minute, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Don't want to waste her time. Love when she's on with us because we get good, solid information. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me, as she does pretty much every week. We talk about the issues of the day, what's going on, what's affecting your kids. School just started. Kids should be excited to go back and, yeah.
You know, right.
Right. You know, they're joining clubs and the pressure that they're under to belong, to be is really, I think, a lot more, and maybe I'm wrong, you've been at this long time. In the 70s, I don't, maybe it's too old to remember, but I don't remember being under the same pressure that, that these kids are under today, and tie that to the fact that I've always said parents just bowed out and won't teach their kids how to cope. This is why you're seeing some of the failures with our young people you're seeing today. At least I think so.
Yes, they are so bombarded with psychological, issues and things. I mean, hey, Johnny, how was school today? How was biology class? Great. I found out I'm Sally. I'm not Johnny. So can we go down that path? What? No, how about cells and nucleus and, dissecting frogs? How about that? How about we just stick with that?
You can't dissect frogs anymore. It's too mean.
My daughter's dissecting a shark in her biology class, and I couldn't be more thrilled. I'm so excited. Yeah, shark. I don't know where in Texas you get sharks. But someone asked me, what's the deal? You and I just talked about it, and then they just messaged me, or a person, and said, why are they basically beating up our kids like this? Why, what is it that they want? What is their agenda? And it truly is, power. When you don't have a reason to humble yourself, right? And that's, as a Christian, I humble myself before the Lord. The whole James 1, that I don't expect that I receive anything, We deserve death. But when you want and you think you deserve and you know better, look at the Tower of Babel, right? They were trying to build a tower to heaven. Noah's time, right? They wanted to be God. They knew better. Sodom and Gomorrah, same thing. They wanted morality. We will create our own morality. This is how it all ends. This is what man does. They want power. They want to invent their own morality, their own moral code. And here we are now. And how do you do it? They want to destroy. They've got to destroy everything that our Creator has created and made us to be. And they are. They're dumbing us down. They're taking it down, they think, to the DNA and questioning that. It's so funny when they say follow the science, but when you challenge them to follow the science, the XXs and the XYs, that's not that science. Okay, which science? Because it's not scientific to promote gender dysphoria. But here, truly, so this professional medical doctor was given all of the research that I've just went over and said, basically, comment on this. Why do you see, we've got this study of these two Dutch girls that transitioned, and in elementary school, their parents let them transition. And then when they became teens, they detransitioned and were much happier. And basically, what she said, they are not relevant to this research because the stress of detransitioning comes from microaggressions and lack of acceptance in the environment. What? What the hell? Sorry, does that even mean? What does that even mean? And so she goes on, these things happen and we're trying to help these rates of kids, transitioning go, the transitioning back, we want those rates to go down. That's sick, number one. But why? Why? Again, it's for that power, right? But she said it's because we have not taught society well, and we need to continue to teach society that this is the way to go.
I think what they want to teach you, though, they want to teach you that
totally
family isn't real. It doesn't matter. Mom and dad aren't mom and dad. The adults in the house are nothing more than caregivers. You can be anything you want to be. And when my mom told me that, I never thought that she meant I could be a girl. So you can be anything you want to be. Your parents aren't the final authority. All the things that are sacred to God, these people are working hard to try to take away from the kids. And I'd even go one step further. When you look at these doctors and these liberals that are getting together and doing the things they're doing to our kids, they're wanting to be God. They're wanting to play God. They're wanting to be God. We only know of one other entity that tried that. It didn't work out well for him.
It did not. But you look at the major stories in the Bible, and that's what they all did. They tried to be God, right? Adam and Eve, right? When the serpent, oh, you'll have his powers. You'll be God, right?
It just started
from the beginning. And you see that all throughout, and that's the whole point, is it's not, it's all pride. It is all this ego first, and I want, and I deserve, and you do you, and I support the me. And no, that is so the antithesis of everything that God has told us and what we're created to be. And here we are, you know, basically, you know, you've got these professionals and these experts saying, well, they just have an answer for everything. But they're talking about persistence and desistance, you know, talking about, this whole thing, and that we just need to live in a state of binary. And basically all of the birth certificates just to need to be kid, you know, there, it's a baby and that's it. It's a human being and no sex should be a sign. And I'm like, I don't even know where to go.
I got nothing because, you know, think about something. We've spent decades telling our kids and adults alike that, you know, doctors are noble, doctors, I've got your best interest in mind, doctors this, doctors that, right? And
you,
it's hard now when you say, wait, whoa, no, the doctor who says this or the doctor who says that is off or wrong. Your industry or your category, you know, they call it a practice for a reason, as you have told me over and over again. Doctors, the same thing. But you used to be able to at least understand that they were not going to do any harm. They were going to work hard not to do any harm. I don't see that anymore. That seems to
be the Socratic oath, right? Do no harm. And what we're seeing is it's such the opposite. It is literally like the Stepford Wives. You know, all of a sudden, we've got these little robots going around, and that is what blindness looks like. It is exactly what blindness is, spiritual blindness, when, you know, it's talked about in the Bible. So,
we're up against that. What are we doing?
Well,
all right.
I'll join you for another 15 minutes.
Okay, another 15 minutes from Dr. B. That's all I can afford. Be back in a few minutes. People don't go far.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is hosting a summit with leaders from South Korea and Japan at Camp David Friday. Defense Department spokesman Pat Ryder called the meeting historic.
The deliverables that you'll see coming out of that will take
that relationship to a new level.
He said it will help cement greater cooperation between the three countries in the Indo-Pacific amid growing concerns over North Korea and China. The gathering will mark the first time Biden is hosting foreign leaders at the Camp David retreat. A new report claims White House advisors and aides rarely discuss Hunter Biden's mounting legal troubles with the president. CNN reports Hunter Biden is not a topic of discussion in front of President Biden, even in discussions about his 2024 campaign. A special counsel was recently appointed in Hunter's criminal tax case after the president's son plea agreement with the Justice Department fell apart. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back, my friend.
This is... That's fighting music. And you need to fight, perfect too. You need to fight for your kids. You don't stop caring about what a teacher's going to say about your child or somebody else or what have you, because ultimately, later on in life, you're going to be dealing with that child. You're going to be the one that has to deal with that child when they're having trouble later on in life, whether it's financial, mental, or detransitioning. And I'm telling you, if you're really thinking about this, if you have a child that's thinking about this, you need to go look at the detransitioning videos and see if you're really willing to take that chance. Seriously. Anyway, Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week. A lot smarter than I am in these areas. And frankly, don't do it. Your kids are so young. I mean, your mental capacity in most cases, and I'm probably saying it wrong, but you really don't have everything shored up between the years, so you're about 25, 26, and even then it's questionable in some cases.
It is a tough society, but yeah, so people actually, I get that question a lot. That's funny. After I'm on your show of what is the 25-year-old, you know, 24, 25-year-old, what happens? Like, what is it? And then I get other parents that have like 30-year-old kids and they're like, it's so true. I don't even know what to say. I don't know what it is. So literally what it is, and then people ask how, you know, when I tell them what it is, how come God did that way? So I'll go over it again. It's real simple. What it is that we are meant as parents to help them cope. God wants us to train up our children in the way they should go. It's literally His word. We need to provide an atmosphere in the elementary years, of where we're really coddling and we're really protecting. And then once in a while, we're letting them out, you know, go get their knee scraped. And they're like, oh shoot. And then everyone's got to get some Bactine sprayed on it. You all need to, every kid needs to feel the sting of that once in their life.
You don't use iodine anymore? Is it?
Oh my gosh. We use peroxide. We let that bubble up. Sorry, anything on it. Right? You blow on it and it hurts anyway. But that's it, right? We're in the mixing bowl. You're helping them grow character. Middle school, you kind of let them out of the mixing bowl, walk around, but there's still fences. You know, let them touch some fences, electrified wire. Not really, but that was a little metaphor. And then in high school, remove the boundaries, let them go. But the thing is, you're there. You're there. You're watching. You're not helicoptering, but you're there for them. You're there when they come back. You're not like, go away. You know, you should know. You're there. So what the thing is in the brain, it's by 25 or before 25, they have not developed the coping mechanism. The full on, you can be on your own, that clicks in where the anxiety comes, you know, and it's handled. When dilemmas come and they see it and they understand. And 25 years old is when that part of the brain, the true coping part of the brain of rationale, is there. Now, I think we're seeing it later and later and later in life because social media, electronic devices, not being social is really delaying our kids and it's really affecting the development. So I think personally, I would love to do brain scans on kids basically 24 to 34 and see the difference because I'm literally seeing people not be able to cope. But that is the biological mechanism in the biological explanation, physiological explanation of what goes on. So hopefully that answered your question. And then someone just wrote and asked me how can I raise a responsible child? And I'm like, well, that's a good question. And what am I doing wrong? So I don't know what you're doing wrong. Just parents, honestly, the fact that you're asking that question, any parent that is going to write in to Joe or I, email or message, if you're asking, you know, I love your message boards, the chat board. Those people are engaged. They're going to be amazing parents, amazing grandparents, you know, great grandparents. So, you know, what can you do? I can give y'all a few things on as a parent, being a responsible parent. A few things. It's really just practical life skills. We need to get back to that. Just be practical. Be realistic. Use what God gave you. We all have it. Whether you believe in God or not, God has given us amazing instincts. And this is where I don't believe when I have parents who say, oh, I don't believe in God and blah, blah, blah. Okay, do you have animals at home? Yes. Okay, do you have a bear at home? No. Why not? Because they'll bite them. Why? Because that's their instinct. Oh, where'd that instinct come from? Okay, so if animals have that instinct, you've got to believe in some kind of creator because you have an instinct as a parent. That doesn't just appear. So you either believe that the animal kingdom and parents have instincts for a reason or you don't. So I just want to preface that. But teach them things like managing their time, sticking to a budget. I kind of like some of these apps, these little millennial apps that have come out, the Chime app and things, because it literally, I keep saying literally, it teaches them how to manage their money. It teaches them how to grow their money. I love that. The card doesn't work anymore, you know, if they want to buy something when the money's gone. I love that. I think it's great. So fine. Get them one of these little Chime apps.
My son had.
Yeah.
The joke was that he had many $39 cups of coffee because he would buy a cup of coffee at Starbucks for $3. He wouldn't have enough money, and they would charge him $33 for the overdraft.
Right.
Right?
That's so funny.
And he's like, this is crazy. I look at him and go, yeah, you're crazy. Well,
yes.
Why? You know what's in there. And if you don't, you shouldn't be whipping that card out. You know,
that's
and,
a really funny story, yes.
You know,
that's true.
It is true. And so the parents, you know, go back to the parent thing for 1 second. And, you know,
yeah.
You saw one person, I think it was Frank, put in there that you know, young people aren't getting married. They're afraid to get married. They're afraid to raise kids. They're afraid. And you and I both know where fear comes from. But when you look at this, you say, this is proof positive of what you and I have been saying for a couple of years on the show now, which is allow your children to fail when they're at home so they're not afraid to do these things when they're older. I was petrified after my first son was born, thinking I had to feed this kid for 18 years.
Yeah.
But you work through it.
You do, and I get the fear, and we are to have no fear, but I understand. And that's where us now, we us parents and adults, you don't have to just be a parent, but that's where we need to go to these school board meetings and these council meetings and vote. And have a say, because that is what is starting to happen. It's too slow for me, but it's starting to happen where people are speaking up, and people are listening, going, oh, the majority wants sanity. Oh, yes. You guys, all we're fighting for is sanity. a moral foundation in sanity. Yep. Why are you opposed to that? So, okay, another parent. I want to hear how to be a good parent, too. Okay, so real quick. Do I have time to go over just a couple quick things?
Go. Yeah, you got two and a half minutes.
Okay, here we go. You want to raise a great kid? Here we go. Lead by example. Walk your talk. Okay, that is, to me, number one. Walk your talk. And that means how you speak, the words you use, what you drink, what you eat, you know, how you treat people. Next, teach them critical thinking skills instead of doing everything for them, please. Okay, so they ask you a question, don't just like, oh, the answer is da-da-da-da. No. Hey, okay, I'm not alive right now. Say I'm not here. What would you do? What's your first instinct, Johnny, in that situation? Encourage them to talk it out, okay? And if you're running out the door, don't. Give them 5 minutes and teach them how to critically think. Teach them how to love by loving them unconditionally. That is one of my things. Love your kids unconditionally. That doesn't mean accept everything they're doing, but love them. Love them through it. I love you no matter what. You are driving me nuts, and I don't like you right now, and I've said this to my kids. You're it's really hard to like you, but I love you. I love you. I do love you. I don't love what you're doing. That's okay. Another thing I think we're missing is help them serve. Help them serve others so it's not about me and me and me and me and me. Show them how to serve others and, again, walk your talk and lead by example with that. All of these come back. Next, share your faith with them all the time. Wrap it around to God all the time.
Share it and live it. Share it and live it. Share it and
live it. You've got to do it.
Yep.
Pray with them, for them and with them. And then last, allow them to have their own faith. Allow them to figure it out. Don't do this. You got to do 6 Hail Marys because you did. No, walk your talk. Pray with them. Share your faith, but let them figure it out. Let them figure it out. It's okay. They're going to survive. So that's, to me, how to train up, you know, a godly child without being too overbearing with, you know, the world or God. But,
I'm on board with you with all of that. I think you have to let your kids fail. Well, yeah, I know, right? But I think you have to let your kids fail in certain things when they're home with you. And that way there you can not save them, but help them. Anyway, tell people where they can hear you.
DrBRadio.com or come find me at Bridget Nelson on Facebook.
There you go. See that? Go see your host. You got me for the next segment. Good luck to you because I'm going to unwind some of this. Be right back.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, just always a pleasure to have you with me. They're talking about answers. If you want to join the chat room, head over to JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com, and they're talking a little bit about ancestry there. I'll let you in on a little secret, but I don't know how real it is, so don't get crazy. But apparently, my family is related to, or the ilk of Sacco Vanzetti. Remember the two that killed the was it, God, what's his name's baby? I'm losing, I'm having a senior moment. All right, anyway. Apparently we're somehow, they're somehow related to the Messina part of my family, and not something I'm proud of, obviously. But then again, when you read stories, I don't know how true or how real it is that they were the one, the Lindbergh baby, and that they killed Charles Lindbergh's son. So whatever. You guys got me thinking. I was just curious. All right, back at it. Back at real stories, things that are really happening in this country, not the fantasies that you're seeing a lot of. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Really, I mean that sincerely. I'm so happy that you guys are engaged, that you're involved, that you want more information. There's a lot of people that don't. All right, so here's how the left sees the Republicans and Donald Trump. A story from The Hill, and The Hill seems to have gone pretty far to the left. They say that Trump's special treatment in the courts is highlighting our failing legal system. I want you to let that marinate for a minute. They think that the way Trump is being, Trump's special treatment shows you a failure in our court. But they're saying that President Trump and his organization have been sued repeatedly throughout his career. In 2023, the former president had been charged with several crimes of several different sorts. One might think that somehow someone who risks spending decades in prison should get more protection from the courts than someone who risks having to pay money. But the opposite is true. Now, remember, this is obviously written by somebody hardcore left. Trump's experience offers a lens into how the criminal courts could better treat those charged with crimes. In large part by treating them more like those who have been sued. To begin with, when someone is sued, they can usually live comfortably while someone cannot live comfortably while a trial proceeds, whereas three-quarters of the federal criminal defendants are locked up while they await trial. Pretrial detention is hugely consequential. Incarcerated defendants plead guilty more often, serve longer sentences, and they may never recover from the lost freedom, lost wages, even if they win a trial. Nonetheless, Trump is the exception. He has maintained his freedom while his case proceeds, even though his incredible wealth, jet planes, property abroad, plus his history of obstructing justice, his ongoing efforts, you're hearing all this, to impugn the integrity of the legal proceedings against him, make the argument for his detention quite strong. Right. And again, they're so drunk. All right. They're so drunk with their own self-righteousness. The Bidens. No problem there. A man that has no, I'm not even talking about Hunter, a man that has absolutely no real skills, who's been a senator, was a senator forever, then a VP, and now president, has amassed wealth beyond imagination. He has no business. They talk about his business dealings. He has no product to sell. He has no business. But yet he's got four mansions. How's he up keeping those mansions on his pay of $400,000 a year? Right? You've got emails. You've got proof from the IRS that millions of dollars have passed through him, his family's account. Can you imagine if $100,000 had passed through one of the Trump's kids' accounts while he was president? Do you know what would have happened? Think about this. This writer is so far left, he may fall off the planet if he trips. He goes on to say that Trump has gotten advantages in his criminal case that look more like those in a civil case in ways that we might or should be more in common. In criminal cases, the government typically provides sparse allegations without meaningful detail. The Trump indictments are laudable, are detailed. Some exceed 80 pages. That's funny. Yet we've seen experts, real legal experts, Alan Dershowitz and others like him, say, this is all fantasy. There's nothing here. As we've seen over and over again, when we've said there's been nothing there, there has been nothing there. There has been several investigations into Trump, nothing there. When we said the Trump Tower was being bugged and they all laughed, we found out what? The Trump Tower was being bugged. When we talked about the Russian dossier as being false, fake, phony, and they screamed it was just him trying to deflect reality. What happened? We found that it was fake, and the FBI knew about it. Same thing with the laptop. When we called up the laptop as being a real problem for the Bidens, we were told what? By them. That the laptop wasn't real. It was a Russian disinformation. And what do we find out now? Even from the FBI? No, it was real. They knew it was real, and they knew it was a problem. Don't you love it? And yet, the only thing this writer can come up with, and people who have drank that Kool-Aid, taken that pill, whatever, is that Trump should be in jail right now. We think all criminal defendants should get to know the detailed allegations against them. Supreme Court has required detailed allegations in civil cases. A court will dismiss allegations if they do not seem to provide a plausible path to victory. This is extremely common in civil cases, but hardly ever happens in criminal cases. Well, really? Because that's what just happened to Hunter Biden. He lied and hid income. Why isn't he either doing time or paying massive penalties for that? No, he won't. Lying on the application for the gun. Right? I mean, again, are you, and it was just shot down that can't be a reason to turn somebody down for a gun. You know, have you used illegal substances? He lied. That's okay, though. He's Hunter. For cases that survive motion to dismiss, civil defendants have far better access to evidence against them to protect their wealth than do criminal defendants. Civil defendants can demand that witnesses sit and answer questions under oath for several hours if they need to. Their opponents can answer written questions under penalty of perjury, produce all relevant documents, detail the evidence, and so forth. Criminal defendants have none of the tools to discover the evidence against them. Trump cannot force law enforcement officers or prosecutors to answer questions from his lawyer, at least not in the federal system. So this guy is trying to lay a case that Trump should be in jail right now, that he's getting special treatment. I could go down a list of them on the left. Look at Hillary Clinton and what she did. Yeah, come back to the email server. She should have been in jail for that. She should have been in jail for the documents that she had. She was never president. Still salivating over the fact she'd like to be. She was never president. Even as the president's wife, she shouldn't have those documents. Civil defendants then get a second chance for a judge to throw out the case against them by asking the judge for a summary judgment. I mean, I can go through this. I don't want to go through the whole thing, but I can go through this whole thing for you. The bottom line with it is they're now starting to plant that Trump is getting special privileges in the courts, the criminal courts, even though, I mean, he's got a plane, he's got a way to leave, he's got properties across the globe, the planet. Now, can we just be real here? First of all, he's not going anywhere. He's not going to take the shit, not going anywhere. Right? Yeah, he's got a plane. His face is known everywhere. His kids and him are entangled in businesses. He's got property and businesses here. Easy for the government to attach and take away. He'd lose over half his wealth, probably, just in this country alone. You think he's that stupid? And if he goes overseas somewhere else, there are countries that will honor whatever the United States wants to do. So he doesn't have the wide girth of options that you think he has, or you'd like to believe he has. But this is the stuff that people will read because it's on MSN and believe to be truth. And that's too bad. Joe McCinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you guys with me. Always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, which will make you part of the solution. God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.